99.7 now. This is Big Bay Mornings.
Every single day, every morning.
This is what we came for.
We keep it real.
They're funny.
It's now and it's fresh.
I love you guys. Every morning I listen to you before I go to work. You're just keeping me on point. I couldn't do it without you.
I just wanted to tell you how much I'm loving the new energy.
Big Bay Mornings. 99.7 now.
Good morning. Welcome to a brand new week. It is Monday, December 6th. Big Bay Mornings. Checking in live. My name is Benny. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello, Nikki.
Hello.
Top of the morning to your producer, Arthur.
Top of the morning. What's up, Benny?
What an incredible weekend it was.
Yeah, I'm still recovering.
I know, me too. You know it was a long weekend when Greg and I both showed up in our pajamas to
work. Yeah, it did. They're just so comfy and it's chilly outside. And well, let's just be honest. They were also laying right next to my bed.
Yep, exactly. So it's what I had on yesterday all day. So then I just put the same thing on this morning.
Yeah. I had them on yesterday and I picked them up off the floor and I put them on again.
Well, of course, we are talking about Poptopia 2021. Oh, it was so amazing. Thank you to everybody who joined us. We officially sold out.
Yeah,
Saturday morning.
House.
Yeah, so the day of, sold it out, and 13,000+ people.
Damn.
Yeah, that was amazing.
So amazing. So good to see everybody and meet all the listeners and, of course, celebrate live music. It's been a long time. Everyone just kept saying to one another, all of us on staff, like, this is so weird. It feels like surreal, but it's like a sense of normalcy. It's really good, but it was just, we forgot how to do things, right? Like, how does this show run? Where are we supposed to be? What do we do? But it was awesome, and we'll get into all of it in about 20 minutes. We'll recap the whole thing. Our Nikki wasn't there. You were feeling a little under the weather, and you played it safe. That was the right thing.
Yeah, too many people there did not want to risk it. We don't have COVID. We are COVID-free. Took a bunch of tests to make sure. But yeah, we just didn't want to jeopardize it. The listeners, the fans, you guys are just way too important. And me getting y'all sick, I'm not trying to get kicked out.
Well, I'm glad you're COVID-free. I can't speak for the rest of us in this room because there was a lot of people.
Omarion's going to be dancing around in that room later today.
Well, Art has been coughing all morning.
Oh, God, not this again. This is why I didn't go.
I know.
See why I didn't go.
We see what happened last time I was coughing in here. I got kicked out of the studio, so I'm going to try to play it safe here.
Listen to how bad you sound.
That's
you sound
for
terrible.
Other reasons. I'm not sick. Other
reasons.
What are the reasons?
It is cold outside.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That's my story.
And now he's screaming, and so spit particles are, like, over here.
Aw.
All right, but we will recap the entire thing coming up at 6:20. But one concert done, Poptopia, we now have another one.
Woo, already?
Just announced 3 minutes ago, so we are clear to give you all the information that Olivia Rodrigo is coming to the Bay.
Okay.
And you don't have to wait long. This spring, April, she will be here. Bill Graham, San Francisco, Olivia Rodrigo. We're going to do free tickets this morning, not right now. When are we going to do them, Arthur?
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock.
Okay. So come back at 8 if you want to win this tickets. Otherwise, they are on sale on the 10th. So this Friday, you can get them. But Olivia Rodrigo, free tickets right here on 99.7 now. But let's get it started with this. I don't know. I'm just feeling like we need a little Big Papa in my life for Monday.
Okay.
Okay.
I like that. Good morning, Bay Area. Thank you for being here with Big Bay Mornings.
All right.
I'll tell you right now.
You're listening to Big Bay Mornings.
My coffee and caffeine in the morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Monday. Benny, Nikki, and Greg back at it, waking you up. So much fun Saturday night at the SAP Center. Poptopia was a huge success. Thank you to everyone who came out and celebrated with us. We sold it out.
Yeah, it was a huge crowd. We already got people texting us on the texting hotline their photos. Casey, she's sending hers in. She said it was an amazing experience, and every single performer brought it.
They really did. I'm going to say, though, the best ones, Black Eyed Peas and Doja. Those two.
Black
the
Eyed
energy
Peas,
they brought was just through the roof.
Black Eyed Peas are the ones who got everybody on there. Like, everyone was going crazy because you know all those songs, and you forget how many hits they had.
Yup, and Doja too. Hit after hit after hit.
For real.
She looked good.
Yes, she did, Nikki. And, you know, Greg and I got to interview her, Doja, and Saweetie. Both of them, super sweet, beautiful as well. Yep. I was like, 6 feet apart? I don't know. I'm going to just be in the closer.
You see Vanessa hop in. Excuse me. Hi, nice to meet you, sweetie. I'm going to sit right here.
He was definitely tap, tap, tapping in. Well, at one point, he even says... I don't know where he thought he was going with this, but in front of everybody, he's like, listen, if Doja doesn't want to come out and be around a bunch of people, we'll just go to her dressing room. I'll just go to her dressing room. And it went from we to I. And I was like, what is he doing?
Here's what happened, Nikki. So Nikki wasn't there, unfortunately. She was under the weather and just wanted to be safe, which was a responsible thing to do. So I know it killed you to not be there. You were watching everything on social media, it I imagine.
Was, and then everyone was tagging in real time, so I was just sitting there going, hmm.
So here's what happened to Doja thing. And this is the problem a lot of times with artists, management, agents, record labels. I mean, they have so many people, right, that work for them, and they all have a story. And the story from her management and label and all that was, okay, she only wants to do a 4-minute interview, and she doesn't want to talk about anything besides music. Only talk about music. You have 4 minutes to do it, and she's not going to be in a good mood, and she doesn't really want to talk to anybody.
Okay.
I'm like, well, then why do this? Like, we don't need to do the interview. She doesn't want to. Like, that's totally fine. Anyway, we did it. Which is why I suggested the dressing room, and she felt more comfortable than just staying in her room and not being around people.
And in a one-on-one. Right. Like, why did you suggest the one-on-one?
She didn't want to be around a lot of people, so I just thought I was going
to
do it.
Why did you ask me to take your wife up to the VIP area during that time? There's a lot of fishy things going on.
But she comes out for the interview with Greg and I. She could not have been sweeter. She was all smiles, so personable. And I told her this, like, quietly. I'm like, hey, you good? Because, you know, your management's, like, saying you don't really want to do this. And she's like, what are you talking about? No, I'm so happy to do this. I'll talk about whatever. And so we did. Mm. We talked about all kinds of things, including she revealed somebody she went on a date with in real life.
Yeah. I'm so excited to see that clip.
Yeah, so sound check. 1 hour, you will hear that, but she did reveal somebody that she dated that was the first time she said she ever talked about it. So we'll get into that in soundcheck, but anyway, all in all, it was fantastic. Every artist absolutely killed it. Thank you to everyone who came out. It was so nice to meet listeners and see listeners again.
Yeah, it was amazing. And, you know, the DJ that night, he killed it. He had the crowd going crazy.
My boy, J.S. Espinosa.
Yeah, we love J.
Now, his outfit was terrible.
For sure.
But it is.
I mean, it didn't match. I mean, it was plaid with camo.
Style.
I get it. I've seen him. I know him.
That's a style
terrible,
now.
That's a terrible style.
I was giving him some crap about that.
Yeah, he was so good. Like, he had... You would have thought he was one of the artists. He had people going crazy that much.
He's huge.
I hadn't seen Jay in, I don't know, 15 years. Him and I started in radio at 16 years old. Our boss now hired us at 16. I don't know what he was thinking.
And those were the same camo pants he was wearing.
Well, he hasn't aged. He still looks 16, Jay. And I'm like, what is going on?
He's also like 5'2".
Yeah, he's tiny. But he killed it on stage DJing. St. John, I hadn't seen in 2 years.
Wow. Have you not?
What? Not in over 2 years. I saw him, we were talking about it, like how we figured out it was Poptopia 2 years ago.
That's crazy that you haven't seen him, because I see it. Like, we, you know, hang out every once in a while. We'll have a dinner or lunch together.
Mm-mm.
So
and
it's weird.
Even now,
that
we're back in the building. We do the morning show, so we obviously leave after the show, and he doesn't come until 4 or 5 p.m. for his show, so.
Big Reed was the one that I hadn't seen in like 2 years. And it was funny because he was talking all this mad Raiders BS. And so I texted him yesterday when the Raiders lost because he was talking crap to me in the green room. And guess what? He didn't even return my text. Can't get Big Reed to even return my text after he was talking crap to me in the green room.
Well, if you were not there, you can relive it for the first time, apparently. You can check it out at 997now.com or our socials. We have some stuff at Big Bay Mornings. I did a little photo dump on my Instagram page as well. So thank you, thank you. And if you missed the announcement a few minutes ago, Olivia Rodrigo, she's coming to the Bay. We have tickets for her after 8 o'clock. Make sure you are here for that. Coming up next, though, is your Dirty on the 30. We'll get you caught up on everything you need to know. You're telling me, Nikki, George Clooney walked away from $35 million.
Sure did.
For one day of work.
One day.
We'll talk about it next in the Dirty. Hang on.
are you ready?
And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
The owners of San Francisco restaurant Hilda and Jesse have apologized after receiving tons of criticism for asking three uniformed police officers who were eating at the restaurant to leave because its staff felt uncomfortable with the presence of their weapons.
Yeah, what happened here? I didn't get this.
So it all started on Friday when three officers were seated at the restaurant for lunch. Well, soon after, the staff approached them and asked them to leave because their weapons made the staff uncomfortable. So not fellow patrons, it was the staff of the restaurant that was uncomfortable.
I think I would rather have the guys that are trained to use the weapons have the weapons. I'm okay with the cops having the weapons.
Well, they should have never been seated in the first place. If they didn't want them there and didn't feel comfortable, then just tell them at the door. Uh-huh. Like the fact that they seated them and then came up to them and asked them to leave. But anyway, yesterday, the owners of Hilda and Jesse, the restaurant, they posted an apology stating that they made a mistake. San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott tweeted a statement saying that SFPD stands for safety with respect, even when it means respecting wishes that our officers and I find discouraging and personally disappointing.
Mm.
Finally, some good news on the Omicron front.
Okay.
U.S. health officials said that even though the Omicron variant is spreading across the U.S., early indications suggest that it may be less dangerous than the Delta variant.
That is good. Now, hopefully that's good news for the stock market, because ever since Omicron came out, I mean, everything is dumping. All my financials are going down the toilet.
Oh, God. Despite that news, though, new travel regulations do go into effect today. All international travelers, including U.S. citizens, will now need to show a negative COVID test taken 24 hours before departure on any flight headed to the U.S. And speaking of traveling, a lot of people are doing it right now with the holidays, but it's not just fights on planes anymore. Now we got people jumping out of planes.
Oh, hell no. Y'all better keep your seatbelts on. They tell you to do that in the first 5 minutes.
A 30-year-old man was arrested after jumping out of a Southwest Airlines airplane on Saturday as it was taxiing at an Arizona airport.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Southwest either, but if you're on there, you're on there.
Apparently, the man opened the rear door and jumped out onto the tarmac right after the flight landed. He then ran and locked himself in a building. Oh. Emergency personnel, they were eventually able to get in this building. They treated him for minor injuries and then arrested him and charged him with felony trespassing.
Was he having a moment? What was it?
We're never going to be able to drink on these flights.
Sassy Sports.
It was a tough weekend for Bay Area football fans as both the Raiders and Niners lost in the closing second of each game. Now, the Niners, they drove 97 yards to try and tie the Seahawks with just seconds left, but they came up short on fourth down inside the 5-yard line of the Seahawks. And I know you were taking credit for them winning when you were watching the game. What happened?
Whenever I stopped watching the game, if it's the Cowboys, they lose. Niners, same thing. I watched the first half. They were up. Turned it off. Then this morning, I found out they lost.
Who watches half of a game?
Benny.
Like, I've never, like, turned a game off.
I walked down to my local pub and got myself a pint and some fish and chips, and when I was done, I left. Turned the game off. Bye-bye.
He only watched it because it was on the television.
For sure. It was the only thing on the TV there.
I was
going to
say,
pub.
I hope you didn't turn the TV off because it was at the pub. It was at the pub.
He's like, excuse me, sir, I'm finished now.
There's other people in there watching me. Benny leaves, unplugs the TV. And the Raiders, they also lost with the last second field goal to the Washington football team, 17-15. The good news for the Niners, are still in control of their own destiny. If they win their final 5 games, they'll still be in the playoffs. And Tristan Thompson, he just can't keep it in his pants. He's now facing more baby mama drama as another woman has slapped him with a paternity lawsuit. Now, she says that she just had his third child. The woman says that she wants child support. She wants reimbursement from pregnancy-related expenses. And she claims that the baby was conceived in a hotel room. Classy. I hope it was hotel and not motel. just months before his split with Chloe. So he was cheating on Chloe yet again and has yet another baby.
Wrap it up, dude.
You ain't got that much money. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're playing with balls,
I'm all over it.
Entertainment Report.
So remember when I told you guys about Will Ferrell turning down $29 million to do the sequel to Elf?
Mm-hmm.
Well, George Clooney just one-upped him and recently turned down $35 million for a single day's worth of work.
He didn't need money now. He sold that tequila company like for $1 billion. Mm-hmm.
$35 million for one day of work?
Yes. So it was for an airline commercial, but it was for a country that engages in questionable practices. So him and his wife decided that it wasn't a good look, and they passed on the money.
That's a Ted Lasso episode.
I'll tell you what, my morals are not that strong. I'm taking that $35 million.
Oh, my God.
Now, we all know December is Mariah Carey's season, and her Christmas anthem, All I Want for Christmas Is You, has become the first and only holiday single to be diamond certified with $10 million in sales. Mariah says that she's blown away that the song has endured different eras in the music industry and is beyond grateful for her fans.
Let me tell you what, don't be fooled by this new Mariah Carey special on Apple TV Plus. I sat down Friday night, ready to watch it, super excited. It's 15 minutes.
Oh.
It's one long music video. It's not like her first one.
Hated it.
And Machine Gun Kelly just launched his new unisex nail polish line called UN/DN Lacquer. The line has colors like Party Favor, 25 to Life, and The Depressionist in the collection.
I'm going to add this to my wish list.
He was inspired by Cupid, and prices range from $18 to $86 for the kit. And he also hopes that aliens wear his nail polish one day.
All right. That is your Dirty on a 30.
Wake up. Go.
Good morning.
They just say it how it is, and they just give their opinion, and it's hysterical.
Big Bay Mornings.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a brand new week. It is Big Bay Mornings live on your radio. My name is Benny. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello, Nikki.
Hello.
Top of the morning to you, producer Arthur.
Top of the morning. What's up, Benny?
Well, you know, on Mondays, hold on, I'm going to turn my headphones up. Can't hear myself. You know, on Mondays, we do What the Fact. So how about a little What the Fact? Christmas movie edition.
Ah, get us in the mood.
So we all know Tim Burton's A Nightmare Before Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, it was inspired by seeing a bunch of Halloween and Christmas decorations in stores at the same damn time.
Ah. Yeah, don't people fight over that one, whether it's a Halloween movie or whether it's a Christmas movie?
I feel like it's a good holiday movie. It can cover both.
How about The Grinch That Stole Christmas? So the original director of the 1966 version created the Grinch as a green character because that was the color of a very ugly car that he had at the time.
He thought, what?
This is a scary looking car, so let's make the Grinch this color.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Elf, I'm going to say top three for sure, possibly the best Christmas movie.
Okay, top three, not number one.
What's number one on your list?
The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, the Jim Carrey edition.
Really?
Yep. Number one.
Joyful and triumphant.
I do love it. But in Elf, Will Ferrell, remember he's in the doctor's office and he's eating the cotton balls?
Yes.
That was actually cotton candy he was eating.
Oh,
cotton balls.
Don't look at me. I've never seen the movie.
What?
I just like to get his reaction. I haven't. I tried to watch it once, and it was so dumb, I changed the channel.
Wow.
I think I lasted maybe 5 minutes.
Okay. I'm coming over with Nikki.
We're going to
watch. We'll watch Grinch That Stole Christmas.
Yes.
We'll watch Elf, Home Alone. You probably haven't seen Home Alone either, which is ridiculous.
Just so you know, I require either a negative test or a vaccination proof to get into my front doors.
Oh, all of a sudden now you have standards?
Yeah. For the COVID den for the past 2 years.
Or you could be a hot guy, which neither of you are.
Oh,
Benny.
Damn, I even got earrings in this morning.
Wow. I complimented Benny twice this morning on his earrings.
What's up with that? You came rocking earrings to Poptopia.
Hold on, don't move along. I prefer a compliment from Nikki than Greg anyway. You know what I'm saying? That's who I'm catering to. You know what I mean? Women.
I don't know about that.
Check the DMs.
It also depends on the day.
Yeah. Check your DMs and see if you have more women or men in them.
That's true. I was on Greg's back all Friday.
Oh, okay.
In the studio. Remember that video we posted?
I do.
Oh,
people loved it.
The earrings, I don't know. You know, I got my ears pierced when I was like 12 or 14, and I haven't had earrings in for at least 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting ready for Poptopia on Saturday, and on the bathroom counter, Vanessa's had a couple earrings. Oh. And I thought, these are my wife's. I thought, let me see if my holes are still open. So I got them, and they were quite open. I kind of really had to push them through, but I got them in. Okay. Now I'm rocking CZs, baby.
I haven't,
from
Claire's.
Yeah.
I haven't worn earrings in 20 years, and it was a couple of years ago. And I was at a party, and I was pretty lit, and I put a girl's earring in my ear, and it was not open, my hole, and we jammed it through. Jammed it through there. Yes, so I wore it for the night, the earring.
So, but my daughter would like to take credit for the earrings I put them in. She said, Dad, they look good. Keep them. And then she, my daughter also dressed me for Poptopia. Okay. She picked out the shirt and the jeans and the shirt.
Yeah. I wondered where that shirt came from. It was pretty fly.
Wasn't it black?
Uh-huh.
It
but indeed. It had like a zipper on it.
With a cool zipper. Wasn't it? You know, it was a little bit going on there.
All right.
If you missed the photos and videos from Poptopia, you can relive that. They're available now, 997now.com, our Instagram page. I posted a photo dump, so you can go check them out, and you can see the earrings.
At Radio Benny. You got to shout out the handle.
At Radio Benny. Thank you, Nikki.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I do need those photos, Benny, because we took everything on your camera.
I know.
I have nothing on my camera.
I got that iPhone 13. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. So all the good photos. So when I went to look at the photos to see what we took, the only photos on my phone, I took pictures of people who wore ridiculous outfits that were at the radio station. So I only have poorly dressed coworkers that we were making fun of that night on my phone.
Well, put those up on IG.
I would do it.
We can rate their outfits.
Okay, that's a great idea, Nikki. You posted on Big Bay Mornings.
I got you. Let's go.
Rate these coworkers' outfits.
Well, how about heading into the week with an extra $1,000? The Big Money Minute. 10 questions in 60 seconds. If you know your trivia, sign up on our website, and one day we'll be calling you. And we're doing that with somebody in 5 minutes. Hang on.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
We're playing with Samantha in Santa Rosa. What's going on with that Black Eyed Peas? Let's pull that down. Samantha, good morning. Happy Monday.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
So, Samantha, this seems to be a thing these days. You're not the only one, but it says you collect succulents.
Oh.
I do. Yes, I do. I just love them.
So, if you got called for the love trap, you would select the succulent.
I would select them to go to my husband.
Exactly. Smart answer. Great answer. Yeah.
That or just hang up on chat. One or the other. That's the move to do. Well, Samantha, welcome to Big Money Minute. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. If you answer these questions correctly in the minute, we're going to give you $1,000. You ready?
All right. Yes, I am.
Good luck. Here we go, Samantha.
Ready, set, go.
How many letters are in the alphabet?
27.
What's the name of the place where the royal family lives?
England.
Who stars in the title role of the Marvel movie series Black Widow?
Scarlett Johansson.
If you put the 50 U.S. states in alphabetical order, which one of the M states is first? M is in Mary.
Massachusetts.
What's the position of the player who snaps the ball in football?
The center.
What is 75 times 3 minus 25?
200.
In Greek mythology, who turned everything he touched into gold?
Midas.
Yeah, the Midas touch.
There you go.
You got that one, but we only got through 7 of them this morning. Yeah, the buzzer really got you this time, but let's roll through them. There are 26 letters in the alphabet. You added one. You added one. England is the place where the royal family lives. I'm going to give you that. We were looking for Buckingham Palace, but yeah, I mean, that's the correct answer. It was Scarlett Johansson who plays Black Widow. It's Maine that would be first. Maine before Massachusetts. The center snaps the ball. 200 was the answer to the math problem. And the Midas touch, King Midas.
All right, Samantha. Well, no money this morning, but your name remains in the game. So maybe we'll call you back at a later date to play again, okay?
Awesome. That's a lot harder than it is when I know.
I know. The pressure's on when you're doing it live. But hopefully...
Can I give a shout-out real quick?
Of course.
To my two daughters, Layla and Lucy, we listen every morning on the way to school, and they love you guys, and we all do. And thank you for letting us play.
Absolutely. Thank you all for listening, and happy holidays to you and the fam, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye. Coming back with Soundcheck. So, we interviewed Doja Cat at Poptopia, and for the first time ever, she revealed the celebrity she used to date.
And I promise you, it's the last person you would ever think Doja Cat would date, right? Greg, you agree?
I totally agree.
We were definitely shocked, and you'll hear it next in Soundcheck. Hang on.
Big Bay Mornings. Soundcheck.
Let's start with Saturday night's Poptopia. So we got to interview Doja Cat backstage. And all of us here on Big Bay Mornings love the show Dave, which is loosely based on the rapper Lil Dicky's life. Well, Doja was in a couple episodes of Dave, and in the show, she played herself, and she matched with Lil Dicky on a dating app.
Mm-hmm.
And they dated. Well, she revealed to us, Nikki, that this actually happened in real life.
Stop it!
Uh-huh. Listen.
So we love the show Dave.
Yeah.
Love it.
And we all watched it. When you were on there, you were so funny, and that episode was amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. So the funny thing about that is, I don't know if he said it in public yet, that actually happened, but it was inspired by an actual...
Oh, really?
No, real so you event. Guys talked.
Yeah. We matched on it on an app.
They really matched on an app and dated.
Lil
Dicky and Doja Cat. Okay, oil and water. I mean,
she said in that interview they got to the point of almost meeting, but they chatted, but then he screwed it up, just like in the show. He screwed it up the same way.
Not as bad, though. Yeah, yeah. Okay. In the show, he really screwed it up. Not in real life, he didn't do it as bad.
I could see this because Doja is a personality, and, you know, Lil Dicky is a personality as well. But him messing it up, I'm glad that he wrote that into the storyline, and that's probably why she went on the show.
So how do you take the Chipmunk Christmas song and make it even more annoying? Well, you make a heavy metal remix.
No. Yeah, bring it on. Yeah.
All right, Leo. Oh, my God. I love the scream. Heavy R.
Oh, God.
And substitute teachers are the best, right?
Yes.
Remember how happy you would be when you would get to school and see the sub? Be like, oh, we're not doing anything today.
Until there's that one. There was always the one that was like, I am going to continue
right
with the lesson plan. You're like, really?
Well, that wasn't this substitute teacher's plan. Because this guy decided to show up with a karaoke machine to class. And as the class walked in the morning, he's performing Britney's Toxic.
Your toxic has been on your wings, I'm a poison paradise. I'm addicted to you, don't you know that you're toxic?
Okay.
And by 9:15 a.m., the principal sent the sub home for the day.
Oh, he was just trying to be the cool sub.
Does he know that there are other classrooms right next to that one? And they're trying to do math, and he's in there screaming.
He was trying to get discovered. He thought it was Star Search.
Well, he's got discovered, but with that singing.
That is your sound check from Monday morning. We got a brand new Ghostbusters up in about 20 minutes from now. But next is your Dirty on the 30. A San Francisco restaurant finds itself in the middle of a national controversy. We'll talk about it. Plus, some good news on the Omicron front. Everything you need to know next in the Dirty on the 30. Got ghosted? Call the Ghostbusters. We'll track them down, figure out what happened. Dan, you're looking for Clarissa. What's up, man?
Yeah, this is the first girl I've dated since I got a divorce a few years ago.
That's a big step.
It's been a bit of a tough road. I got divorced right before the pandemic, and the plan at the time was for the wife and kids to stay in the house. And so our divorce is like mutual. We're like good with each other. You know, it wasn't some like horrible drawn out thing or something like that. But so I was kind of taking my time moving because we get along on a friend level. However, before I made the move, the lockdown happened and my wife decided that she wanted to be with her family in Arizona because the kids would have like more outdoor space and more support. And she was totally right. While I would miss them, it was like the best thing for the kids. Okay. So they're kind of gone, if you know what I mean.
They all left and you stayed here?
Yeah, for the whole pandemic. And yeah, kind of lonely.
Which is hard as that is, I do think probably the best choice. I mean, I don't know what your living situation is, right? But if you guys are going through a divorce and you're still forced to be under one roof,
Because
this was during the lockdown. That'd be really tough.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then, but Arizona, I didn't even think about. And I'm like, so now they're like gone. And it's, you know, at the time traveling and all that. So I didn't really
see
them.
Well, and we also thought everything was going to last 3 weeks, that's 4 weeks. We didn't know this was going to last a year and a half.
And here we are. So I, you know, but I am single and I started like signing up for the online like dating apps and stuff, and it was my ex that actually like encouraged it, you know.
Nice ex.
And
yeah, your ex-wife encouraged it.
Yeah, she actually did, you know. She is cool.
Just out of curiosity, are they still over in Arizona?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they are. Uh-huh. But you know, when you sign up for those things, you obviously have to be very transparent, and since I had kids, you know, I let that be known, and I was very selective. But I kind of clicked with a couple of women, and then I finally met one, Clarissa, which is why we're on the call. And we went out on multiple dates, and she's even been over to my house. In fact, the last date, which was like, it was our third date, I made her dinner at my place, and to keep it PG, it went kind of romantic. And then, yeah, and she didn't stay the night, but it was, you know, it was great. It was a perfect third date that you're moving forward with. But since the date, I haven't heard from her. I texted her, called her once, and absolutely nothing. And I'm just kind of bummed out because it was like my first time like back in the ring, and I got burned, you know.
Okay, so three dates got romantic.
Yeah, romantic is the part I'm looking at, Nikki.
Yeah, if you got ghosted post romance, I'm sensing that might
performance
have been
issue.
A problem.
Come
I don't know. I'm not trying to look. Well, we're here to find out, but I'm just trying to piece these together and to see where we possibly went wrong.
I know I'm kind of new to this again, but I feel like I have a pretty good gauge on if something went south or, yeah.
Well, let's just do what we do, man. We're curious as well. So we'll put you on hold for a few minutes. We'll come back. We'll call Clarissa. If she answers her phone this morning, we'll try to get you some answers.
Thanks.
Big Bay Mornings.
It's like our generation.
Hear every show, every day. Download the 99.7 Now app from your app store.
Ghostbusters is on Big Bay Mornings. Clarissa was the first woman that Dan had dated since his divorce a few years ago. He thought things were going well. So why did Clarissa ghost him? Well, let's find out. We're calling her right now.
Hello.
Good morning. Is this Clarissa?
It is. Who's calling?
Hi, Clarissa. This is Benny, and I'm here with Nikki and Greg, and we are Big Bay Mornings at 99.7 Now. We host the morning show. You are live on the radio right now. You should know that first and foremost.
Okay.
I know this is very random, out of the blue. We do this thing called Ghostbusters, and it's when somebody got ghosted here in the Bay. They don't know what happened, so they call us. We try to help them out. So this morning, we got a phone call from Dan, who sounds like a good guy, and you guys met on a dating app and went on a few dates, but you have ghosted him.
Yeah, he is a good guy.
Okay, so you know who he is?
I do. Yeah, I feel bad about the ghosting. I mean, I'll tell you what happened.
Okay. Well, yeah, it sounds like you like him.
I do. I mean, he's a good guy. It's just, you know, I mean, he's a wonderful guy, and I was enjoying getting to know him. It's just, you know, I even thought, I mean, it's rare that you meet someone that you think, you know, maybe there's potential for a long-term relationship. I actually felt that way.
Yeah.
It's just, I was a little concerned when I went to his house because, you know, he has photos of his ex all over the house, like photos of him and his ex and the kids. And, you know, it just makes me feel like he's not over her or, you know, I mean, I don't want to intrude or you know, get involved with somebody who's still kind of attached to someone else. But, you know,
yeah.
I mean, he's a great guy. Just, I wonder if he's just not over her or, you know, they still have a wedding photo in the bedroom. That was awkward. I mean, he was showing me around and I saw all these pictures and, you know, that's my hesitation.
A valid hesitation. Let's just throw that out there.
And not to call anything out at all, but he did mention that possibly the night could have ended up a little bit, maybe a couple minutes in the bedroom. And so if that wedding photo is in there staring at you, it would be hard to do anything.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know he was married. It's not a secret. I mean, I know he has kids. That's fine. He said he's been divorced for 2 years. I believe that. I see both sides of this.
I mean, that was the home that he shared with his ex-wife and children. So naturally, there's going to be photos of his ex and children in the house. But, yeah, if he was going to have you over...
You got any drawers?
He should have taken them down. Or at least photos that are just of her, right? But, like, if it's the whole family or whatever, I don't know.
Right. Kids, I understand. But there was, like, 4 pictures of the wife. And, you know, I just felt like if she was kind of staring at me.
Of course.
That's totally valid. Well, should we ask him if he's ready to move on?
Do you mind if we unmute him and bring him into the conversation?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Dan, are you there?
Yeah.
You heard all of that.
Yeah. I wanna say up top, well, one, that I am ready to move on. I totally understand the pictures thing. That kind of went over my head. But I do wanna say this happened at kind of a weird time in my life. And with the exception of the wedding photo, all of the other photos include my kids. The wedding photo I hadn't thought about forever. So that's like, I got no argument there. But like, they all have my kids in them, and I didn't do very good having pictures of just my kids or just my kids and me, so that's, like, my connection to them, and I don't know that I'm ready to take those down, but the other
alone.
One I can see would be, like, totally weird, and that went up right away, and I honestly haven't looked at it since, but I don't blame her on that one, but as far as me being stuck in that, I, for whatever it's worth, you know, I'm not, if that's believable. I'm just not.
Well, you know, I mean, it's hard to say anything about any of the photos because you kind of have been locked in a house by yourself for 18 months, 2 years. And I mean, who wants to take down the pictures?
I understand. But Clarissa, walking into someone's house, you're interested in this man and you're seeing his past. And Dan, I'm glad that you understand how Clarissa feels because that could be really disappointing. She was feeling you and then kind of thinking that you might have your heart somewhere else. I know it's hard to take those down, but at least acknowledging that she likes you. That's why she felt the way she felt.
Yeah.
And I think having those up doesn't necessarily mean that Dan's not over his ex. Mm-hmm. I would suggest, Dan, next time you have a date over, just take them down for the time being. You can put them back up if that makes you feel better. Especially the ones with your kids, right? They live in Arizona. They're not around. I get it. But I also get Clarissa's side and what Nikki was just saying. That's awkward if she's like trying to, you know, get romantic with you
the
and she's looking
photo.
Over and seeing you and
it's
your
the
ex.
It's
Let's
the wedding
get
photo.
Rid of the wedding photo in the bedroom. How about, can we start there?
You don't understand. In the middle of this, I've been walking around.
I love
He's
that.
Throwing it out.
Well, love that.
I mean, what about it? Would you give him another chance if we were willing to pay for another date? Would you give him another chance?
I definitely would. I understand now, and I think it's sweet, and I'm sorry that I
ghosted. It's
good to know he's a good dad.
Yeah. I don't think anybody would have not been completely weirded out by a wedding photo. I didn't even...
In the bedroom!
Yeah. Take that one down.
Yeah. Oh, he got it, girl. He said
he
missed that part. He said he already got it.
Oh, I love this. Yay.
A happy ending. All right, guys. Well, good luck to the both of you. And actually, hang on so we can get your information so we can pay for dinner.
Amazing.
Thank you so much.
Wake up. Big Bay Mornings.
When you wake up in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Let's do this.
Good morning, baby. Thanks for waking up with Benny, Nikki, and Greg. We are Big Bay Mornings. So much fun Saturday night at the sold out Poptopia show at SAP Center. More than 13,000 people in the house.
And y'all were loud. Let me just say this from the stage when we were introducing Doja Cat and Saweetie, y'all were loud. People are excited to be out again.
I forgot how loud concerts are. I wish I brought my earplugs.
Oh my God, please don't ever. I don't care how old I get. I'm not going to be that old man walking around a concert with the headphones in. I mean, with the earplugs in. No way.
All of the artists killed it. so much energy in a building. We loved meeting all of you as well, the listeners. It was so cool, and taking the photos and putting a face to a name, right? Because we see your texts all morning every day, and being able to meet you was awesome.
And can I just give a quick thank you to our personal assistant that night? You know, he wasn't on top of it, but you know, he helped us out. So thank you, Art, for helping us out.
Well,
thank
you. Let me start with this, Nikki. We missed you.
I missed you guys too.
Everybody wants to know why you weren't there. She was feeling a bit under the weather. You know, producer Art was sick last week. I think maybe that's where you caught
it.
Don't
even start.
You were sick.
He's sick this week too.
Don't blame this on me.
You were sick and contagious, okay. And I'm pretty sure you gave it to Nikki, but Nikki, probably. You just didn't want to put anybody else.
That's a lot of people to put at risk, and I do not want anybody being upset with me over that. So, yeah, I had to just watch from the sidelines. I was looking on Instagram, watching the play-by-plays. It looked like so much fun. You guys looked good. I saw y'all
Thank
on
you.
Stage.
It was fun. Now back to our PA, personal assistant. That was supposed to be our producer, Art. It was Nikki. Greg sent a text to me and Art on Saturday
so
afternoon.
Infuriating,
and he
by
said,
the way.
Hey, Benny, it's 1:30 p.m. on show day. I haven't heard from our PA today. Has he reached out to you to make sure we're good or if we need anything?
Wow. Yeah.
He didn't ask us if we needed anything.
First
he didn't
of all,
ask us if he could help us out.
Nobody asked me if I was going to be your personal assistant. That was just
you were assigned that. You were assigned that.
You were assigned that by promotions. It was on the paperwork. Mm-hmm. When I found out that they had assigned Art to be my personal assistant for the day, I was so excited.
Yeah, I could tell.
Art started feeling sick. He's like, oh, no, he's coming down with something.
Well, he didn't do a damn thing. My wife was my PA,
good.
And Greg's boyfriend was his PA. Yeah.
My PA was even worse because he got lost.
Mine was
15 minutes.
I did my job. I gave you drink tickets, did I not?
True. But you don't even know your way around the venue. So we're backstage, and he's trying to go left. I'm like, it's right, dude.
I know
it's left. No, it's not. I've been here a few times. Like he couldn't have been our PA. He didn't know what he was doing.
Well, this was only my second Poptopia ever. I had no idea.
Well, it was a good time. It was fun bossing you around. Although you never got me that slider I asked you to get me. I said, go get me a plate of sliders, PA. Yeah. Nothing.
It's in my backpack. I got them.
I got one. They take, you know what? Those sliders in the VIP area.
It's like eating a hockey puck.
It was like something that your mother left you in the freezer when you were
14.
It probably was. We were at the Sharks Arena.
And you reheat. It was like one of those reheated things in the plastic.
It was fine. I liked it.
A lot of texts coming in. 408 went to Poptopia. Had the best time ever. Took my 10-year-old son. It was his first concert.
Aww.
Oh, that's always good.
He was more excited to see you guys on stage than the artist.
Dude, he was in the front row. He had a sign that said, it's my first concert.
Oh, I saw that sign.
Speaking of front row, Casey, holy crap. Poptopia was pure fire. Thank you for the front row seats. 415, Poptopia was awesome, but I want to hear about the Big Bay Mornings after party. How did that go? Yeah, that didn't happen.
Okay, let me tell you, this is funny. If you want to hear about the after party, here's the after party. I can sum it up in about 2 seconds. Went back to the hotel. Hotel bar closed at 10:30. Went to Greg's room. Everybody came in. Vanessa fell asleep on my bed. My trainer, CJ, he fell asleep on my bed. Somebody else fell asleep in a chair. Then Benny said, well, let me take my wife back to the room since she wants to sleep, and I'll come right back. Benny disappears, never comes back.
I ghosted them.
Art looks at me about 5 minutes after that and says, well, hell, I guess we're going to our room, too. This sucks. And I said, all right, good night, everybody.
That would have been a completely different story if I was there.
Yes.
I'm glad, kind of.
Well, I had full intentions of coming back to the room, but I went up to tuck in Vanessa, and then I did the move where I just sat on the edge of the bed.
Oh, no.
And then I'm like, I'm going to lay back for a moment.
No.
And then Vanessa's like, aren't you going back? I'm like, mm-hmm. And then I was snoring within two minutes.
I mean, the last Poptopia, Benny, Art, and I have the most epic after party stories that we could never tell on the air. And this one, everybody literally was asleep in my room.
Pandemic took a toll on us.
It's like watching CNN at 11 p.m.
All right, so we are going to get to Big Money Minute here in a moment. Of course, $1,000 if you can answer 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds. But right now, we're looking for caller 25 if you want to see Olivia Rodrigo. Yeah, one concert done. Now we got another one for you. This spring, she will be here. Bill Graham, San Francisco. If you want to see Olivia Rodrigo, call us right now. 888-456-9970. Good luck.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Magda in Pacifica. Good morning, Magda.
Good morning.
Magda says you're passionate about baking.
I do like to bake a good cake.
Oh, you like to bake a good cake? All right. We love to eat a good cake over here.
Oh, good. Good. I'm happy to make you one.
Okay, we'll take it. We'll take your best Christmas recipe.
All right.
Magda, $1,000 could be yours in the next 60 seconds if you answer these 10 questions correctly. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Good luck. Let's rock and roll.
Ready, set, go.
What is BART an acronym for?
Bay Area Rapid Transit.
Say So, Juicy, and Kiss Me More. They're all songs from what pop star?
Doja Cat.
How many sides does the home plate in a baseball game have?
One, two, three, four, five.
True or false? IHOP started out as a donut shop.
True.
How many chambers does a heart have?
Four.
Which former Giant player was known as the Panda?
Sandoval.
Which country has the largest area by land?
Pass.
In the movie Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going on vacation when they realize they left Kevin behind?
Paris.
What is the capital of New Jersey?
Pass.
Mount Everest is part of which mountain range?
No.
You were on a bit of a roll there. You were on a roll. I thought you might have it, but we got stuck there at the end. Let's go through it. Bay Area Rapid Transit. That's BART. Doja Cat sings Say So, Juicy, and Kiss Me More. Five sides to a home plate in baseball. It's false. IHOP did not start as a donut shop. Denny's actually did. We've had this debate before, but which is better?
Neither.
Yeah. Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, we're gonna pass on those. Okay. There are four chambers in a heart. The Panda was Pablo Sandoval. Russia has the largest land mass of any country. The McAllisters, they were headed to Paris. That new Kevin commercial is really cute, isn't it? Don't you like that one?
So cute.
Where she's screaming at Kevin, but it ends up being Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Trenton is the capital of New Jersey and the Himalayas.
Okay. There it is. No money this morning, Magda, but maybe we'll call you at a later date to try again, okay?
Hopefully. Thanks so much, guys.
You're welcome. Happy holidays to you. We are coming back with our annual game. 99 Stockings is back for the entire month of December. If you don't know how it works, very simple. You go to 997now.com and you choose two stockings from our game board. We have 99 of them. You choose two numbers. If what is inside the stockings match, you win whatever that is. And we have everything from Disneyland tickets to gift cards to concert tickets. And as soon as we get back, we're going to look for caller 25 to play. So take this time to go to 997now.com and check out the game board. It is live, right? It is up there, sir?
My internet's down. So
okay, cool.
All right.
See what kind of PA he is? That's exactly what kind of PA he was Saturday night.
Well, don't hire me for jobs I'm not good at.
Well, let me check before I'm telling everybody. It wasn't up there this morning.
It is up. I'm looking at it right now.
Perfect. Well, the game went live at 8, so I just want to make sure it is up there. So yes, 997now.com. Take a look at the stockings. Choose your two numbers. And then call us when we tell you, and that'll be next.
Yeah, I do. I love them. They're hilarious.
99.7 Now's Big Bay Mornings.
They're, like, ridiculously funny.
You're grossing me out.
It's so good. That's how I eat Oreos, too.
Art, do me a favor. Stop touching my thermostat.
No, you stop, Benny. I'm going to take Art's side on this one. You have it 80 degrees in this box.
I'm sorry. It's 48 degrees here in Daly City.
That's
according
outside.
To my watch.
We're not outside.
right now. I'm sweating.
No, like I am too. Here. I'm leaving if you turn that off.
Okay.
Oh, right. Okay, bye. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and sweat. I'm sorry.
Take your hoodie off.
It's not a part. I will not.
Take your hoodie and sweats off. Take your pants off.
All I have under this are pasties. I can't take this off.
Stop trying to get Greg naked, Benny.
Exactly.
All right, should we play the game?
Yes. I'm too hot to play.
99 Stockings is back. We do it every December. You go to 997now.com. You choose two stockings, numbered 1 through 99, whatever two you want. Then we check what's inside of there. If the two items match, you win, whatever that is. Could be Disneyland tickets, could be gift cards, could be concert tickets. Call us right now. We're looking for caller 25. So make sure you have the game board pulled up at 997now.com. And you call us, 888-456-9970. Good luck.
Hey, are you ready for Christmas?
99.7 Now's Big Bay Mornings.
Let's play 99 Stockings. Ashley in Novato. It's caller 25. What's up, Ashley? Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You feeling lucky this morning?
Really lucky. My daughter's here and we listen to you guys every day, so we're excited.
Aww. Awesome. Shout your daughter out. What's her name?
Her name's Addie.
Addie. Good morning, Addie.
What up, Addie? All right, here we go. So is she going to choose the stockings or is mom going to choose the stockings?
She's got one number and I got a number.
Okay, I love it. So give us the first number.
Okay, the first number is 11.
Number 11. Oh, my goodness. Number 11 is Justin Bieber tickets at the SAP Center. So if you can find those other Justin tickets, you get them.
All right. What is the second number, ladies?
Okay, we're going to go with number 30.
All number right. 30. Oh, my God. This is, Justin Bieber Crocs. Justin Bieber Crocs. I was about to say, how did you do that?
So they don't match, unfortunately, so you guys aren't going to get a prize right now. But remember what's under those two numbers, right? Because it gets easier the more numbers that you hear. So you know that 11 Justin Bieber tickets and stocking number 30 Justin Bieber Crocs, okay? So remember that. Write them down.
We will.
Awesome.
It was cloud. When I looked, I was like, yeah.
Oh, and we'll do it again in less than an hour. 9:20. So you guys can try to call back at 9:20 if you want to do it. All right.
Hello?
I
said bye.
Oh,
we didn't win.
You hung up on us. No, that was Sal. All right. So now we know under 11 Bieber tickets, 30 Bieber Crocs, which we all love those Crocs.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah. They're super comfortable.
That's my favorite thing of 2021 that I received. And I thought, for sure. What am I going to do with these Crocs?
Well, the first outfit for Poptopia, Greg met me in the lobby. He came down with the Crocs. I said, bro, no, you got to go back up and put some shoes on.
And this sweatsuit.
Yeah, he had his pink Old Navy sweatsuit and his purple Justin Bieber Crocs.
By the way, and I get criticized this every year. It happened again. When I had to go get ice after the show, and I left, and then Benny's like, there he goes again, no shoes on, walking around the hotel barefoot.
You're going to catch something, bro. Barefoot walking around the hotel.
I was wearing socks.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, so 9:20. We'll play 99 Stockings one more time. Coming up in 3 minutes, though, is your Dirty on the 30. It's not just fights on planes now. People are jumping out airplanes also. Oh. We'll talk about it next in the Dirty. Hang on.
Karen!
All right.
Wake up the right way with Benny, Nikki, and Greg.
Thank you. We'd love you too.
99.7 now.
How much would the items from the song 12 Days of Christmas cost you in 2021?
Oh, my God. Yeah, they put this out every year and it always goes up.
If you wanted to purchase everything from a partridge and a pear tree to 12 drummers drumming,
okay, it
would cost you
half a Bitcoin.
Any guesses before I give you the answer?
I mean, you're like buying people and birds, basically.
Yeah,
turtles.
Can you buy these things still?
I'm going to guess $1,462.
$1,000?
That's very specific.
$1,462?
Yeah.
No, much more than that.
I'm going to go with $7,000.
Much more than that.
What?
Are we buying the people or just renting them?
You can't buy people anymore.
Well, apparently you got 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids of milking.
Uh-huh. it would cost you just over $41,000.
$41,000? You know what? I don't know the song.
That includes $13,000 for Seven Swans of Swimming. That's how much that'll cost you alone. Uh-huh. Eight Maids of Milking, $58. So, wait.
We got questions.
Per maid? I mean,
what are they milking? I'm confused.
You can milk anything with
cake.
That's true. So, yeah, there you go.
$41,000. $41,000.
So, that is basically a little bit more than one Bitcoin is what it would cost you.
Look at the big brain on Greg.
I know.
Wow.
Or it's almost a Bitcoin, I should say.
Huh.
Yes, yes.
So the 99 Stockings game is back. We do it every December, right? We have 99 of them up on our website at 997now.com. When we tell you to call, which we're going to do at 9:20, so 17 minutes from now, you give us two numbers, two stockings. If what is inside the stockings match, you win whatever it is. And we have everything from Disneyland tickets to gift cards. Concert tickets. Yep. And if you were listening last hour, you already know it's under two of those stockings because the first two were picked. And we'll do it again at 9:20. Make sure you are here.
Wake up.
Wake up.
It's really fun. And in the morning, I like listening to it to wake me up.
Big Bay Mornings.
How about a little Monday morning? What the fact?
Yeah.
Did you know that Corona didn't pay to have their beer featured in any of the Fast and Furious movies? The producers just thought it fit the vibe of the characters. So, you know, that's what Dom and everybody would have at the cookouts were Coronas. Yeah, well, they've had about, they estimate, $15 million in free advertising.
Damn. Wow.
Yeah, because what are we up to now? 27? Yeah. Fast and Furious 27?
Still drinking the Ronas. You produce between 1 and 2 liters of mucus, nasal mucus, every single day, and you wind up swallowing most of it.
I feel like art produces more.
Yeah, that's true. That's so gross. Can you do the swallow move?
Yeah, you what is he going to do? Spit a loogie right here on the floor?
Well, I've done it before, but in a cup or something.
Oh, you want me with a little spittoon over here?
Yeah. Like he's got a dip.
Oh, my God. My brother had a spittoon in his pickup truck. And it fell on me and opened up when he turned a corner once. It was disgusting. It had been sitting there for weeks.
Oh, that's nasty.
Well, if you ever thought about opening a Taco Bell franchise, your net worth has to be at least $1.5 million.
There goes my dream.
Yep, not going to happen. Probably more for McDonald's, I'd imagine.
Oh, way more.
Yeah, $1.5 million you have to have a net worth to franchise Taco Bell.
God, if I had a Taco Bell, I'd be fat. I mean, I do like their food. Their food is good.
I know this fact because I'm still listening to the Will Smith book, but the main reason he took Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, he accepted that role, is because he owed about $3 million in back taxes.
What? Really?
When he first took off as a music artist, he didn't pay taxes at all. So the first few million he made, he didn't pay any taxes.
He's on the Wesley Snipes program.
Yep.
It's like, taxes by Wesley Snipes. Just don't pay them.
Yeah, it was something like 70 or 80% of the first three seasons of Fresh Prince went all of it went to the IRS. I think he's doing okay now, though.
He's all right.
Yeah. The other thing I was listening to that I thought was a fun fact, Bad Boys, right? That was the first movie that really put him on as a movie star. Is originally it was going to be two white guys. I forget. It was like Dana Carvey and it had been a completely different movie, but they had this script done, and then they decided there was a contractual issue with the two stars, so they couldn't be in it. They hired Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, who were the two biggest TV stars at the time.
Yeah.
In Fresh Prince. If it had been the other two white guys, there would have been no sequels.
No.
But dude, it was supposed to be Dana Carvey and John Lovitz.
Yes,
John Lovitz.
Could you imagine him singing Bad Boys?
But when they sat down and read the script, Martin and Will, they're like, we're not reading any of this crap, and they threw it out, and so they had 2.5 weeks to rewrite the entire thing.
I was going to say, because this is like an action movie now, I can't imagine John Lovitz running around, doing stunts.
Yeah, and they were so good that a lot of it, they just improvised a lot of their lines in Bad Boys. Like, their chemistry, Will and Martin,
so
were so good.
That's what we do on the show.
Hello. All right, we're taking a quick break, coming back, and we're getting to more prizes for you. 99 stockings. So while we take a break, get over to 997.com, pull up the game board, choose your two stockings, and then we'll reveal what is underneath them at 9:20. Hang on.
Merry Christmas!
This is Big Bay Mornings
with the 99 stockings, and we're playing with Merle in the city. Good morning, Merle.
Yes. Good morning. How are you?
We are great, Merle. Just trying to give away some prize. You know, the big prize I see here. Ooh, those Disneyland tickets. That's a 4-pack.
Wow.
All right. So were you listening?
Give me the number then.
Yeah, right? You're trying to get me in trouble.
Did you listen last hour, though? Do you know the first
yes,
two?
Yes, I did.
All right, cool. All right, we got that going for you. So what is the first stocking?
I'll get 26.
Okay. You will get 26. And right here, if you were listening last hour, you may have something. Justin Bieber tickets at the SAC.
Nope, nope, incorrect, incorrect. That's 25.
Put your readers on.
Put your readers on.
You're not supposed to.
Okay, well,
really going to have to make this a little bigger, actually. Sorry. Okay. Yes, I was wrong. It's actually Universal Studios Hollywood 4-pack.
And you also just got 25 for next.
Well, it wouldn't have been if you hadn't said it.
All right. So 26. A 4-pack of Universal Studios Hollywood. Listen, it was a long weekend for us.
Sure was. Listen, I can't see with these little numbers.
He forgot his glasses at home.
Okay, Merle. What other stocking would you like?
I'll get
73. All right.
73. Now, let me just double check. 73.
Consult with Art first.
All right. Here we go. Looks to me it's 21 Pilots tickets. Is that right?
That's right.
Did I get it right?
That's right, Gramps. Okay. So they do not match. 26, though, as a reminder, 26 Universal Studios Hollywood and 73 21 Pilots. Okay. All right, Merle, thank you for listening. We'll do it again next hour, I believe. We're doing it again next hour?
Yes, every hour through 5 o'clock.
There it is.
This is Poptopia Show.
Happy Monday.
This is the after party. Y'all were asking about the after party. We didn't have it Saturday night. We're having it now on a Monday morning. 10:20, be here.
I am going to need a magnifying glass, though, for this. This is very small print.
I'll put it on the Staples order. Fan feedback coming up next.
Vaccinated, caffeinated.
Hey, turn his mic off.
Dedicated.
Oh, my God.
Big Bay Mornings.
How about a little fan feedback? 408 went to Poptopia, had the best time ever. Thank you guys for putting on an amazing show. Well, thank you for being a part of it. It was so, so good to see everyone and just enjoy live music for the first time in a long time. We officially were sold out at over 13,000 tickets sold.
Ooh, that was crazy.
If you were there and want to relive it, or if you weren't there, check out all the photos and interviews and everything. It's available at 997now.com. It was awesome. Carla said, Poptopia was amazing. Black Eyed Peas absolutely killed it on stage. Yeah. Black Eyed Peas, their performance, their energy on 11, and Doja Cat, very good as well. I mean, they were all good, but my two faves, Black Eyed Peas, Doja Cat.
And when we were going to introduce Doja Cat, Will.i.am was at the side stage watching, and we got to talk to him for a second. He's a really sweet guy. He was very nice to us.
Yeah, and, you know, Will.i.am showed up in a hazmat suit. I mean, he was the safest one there.
Greg, you didn't wear your mask?
I forgot to bring my Will.i.am mask that his company put out these really cool masks. He was wearing his though, and Apple was wearing one, and whoever the other guy in the Black Eyed Peas was wearing one as well. Taboo, yes. Yeah.
Jessica texted in, my daughter and I had so much fun at Poptopia. So happy we bought tickets, and we look forward to next year. Love you all. Gabriella, same thing. I mean, everybody just having a great time. Oh, Gabriella said, though, she caught 24K golden sweat rag.
Okay. That's nice. He was cute.
He was. My wife is obsessed with him. That's all she kept saying all night. Like, when she met him and we were watching the interview and whatnot, she's like, he's so adorable.
I love him. Yes.
Ghostbusters this morning, everybody was loving as well. Victor says, very nice Ghostbusters, great results. Caroline, I think he should be able to have pictures of his ex-wife up, because I do, and I've been divorced for 18 years, and my kids like the fact that my ex-husband is still up. I imagine their father, and her now husband doesn't mind it either. Mm. Okay.
It doesn't bother me. I know when I dated John, there were pictures still up in my house of Derek, and he got pissed and made me take them down. And I'm like, but Lady Gaga's in that picture.
Yeah, that's different. Not in the bedroom.
It was downstairs. It wasn't even upstairs. It was downstairs. I'm not taking down a picture of me and Lady Gaga. I don't care who else is in it.
707, thank you, Greg, for accidentally giving us an extra stocking prize.
Shut up. You're welcome. You know what? Some people are Grinches, like Art, and some people are Santa Clauses, like me.
Another text here. You guys are so lucky. I heard you say that you're in your PJs this morning at work. I wish I could wear PJs to work. I think everybody should be able to. After the pandemic, you know, I think it should be just a new dress code. PJs are fine. Sweats are okay.
This might be the best thing I ever bought. I only bought this Old Navy warm-up suit because Vanessa bought y'all all ones. You wore it. It looked very comfy. So I bought it, too. And this was unplanned, but all three of us today wore sweatsuits to work.
Monday vibes, baby. Monday vibes.
You've got to be comfortable. And it's freezing, so...
Have a great day, everyone. Thank you for being here with us. Of course, we are back tomorrow with a brand new Love Trap. We'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Peace.
Big Bay Mornings.
It's like our generation.
Hear every show, every day. Download the 99.7 Now app from your app store.